Welcome to Soccer Selecta. I'm Kiana, and I'm mashing up tidbits of the world's favorite sport for your listening pleasure. So what's going on in the business of soccer? Well, top-flight English soccer side Manchester City have announced a new partnership with U.S. digital giant Amazon. The company will produce a multi-episode Amazon Prime original series that will follow the club's 2017-2018 season. The docu-series will feature action from matches, footage from training sessions, and will provide insight into interviews and executive meetings. This estimated multi-million dollar deal comes on the heels of a Juventus-Netflix partnership, which will see the Italian champions star in one of the digital platform's original docu-series. So be on the lookout for both of those. Question of the day. Outside of Manchester City and Juventus, what is one soccer club, past or present, that you would love to be featured in a docu-series? Call in now and let us know. Hope you enjoyed that musical interlude. That was Kid Ink's The Movement. For those who are new to the sport of soccer, the term of the day is clean sheet. That's when a goalkeeper or team doesn't allow any goals to be scored for the entire game. This term dates back to the 1930s when journalists used sheets of paper to record stats for either team. If one team didn't allow a goal, their sheet would be clean. Another term for clean sheet is shutout. That's your vocabulary word for today. Check back tomorrow for tomorrow's word. Think Patrice Everett is the only soccer player dishing out kung fu kicks? Well, for this moment in soccer history, we take you to 1995, when Manchester United / French forward Eric Cantona was banned from football for 9 months following a two-footed kung fu attack on a Crystal Palace fan. That's your moment in soccer history. Check back tomorrow for some more fun moments. In honor of soccer players that like to let fans know they're not the ones to be messed with, that was Jay-Z's Mess With Me, You Know I Got It, featuring Rick Ross. Today's tweet comes to us courtesy of P-Car, that's P-C-A-R-R-E-S-P-N, and he tweets, another reminder that African nations have the best nicknames in soccer. The five going to Russia are the Egyptian Pharaohs, the Moroccan Atlas Lions, the Nigerian Super Eagles, the Senegalese Taranga Lions, and the Tunisia Carthage Eagles. So that was a cool tweet. Feel free to follow him for more interesting facts from the world of soccer. That concludes our episode for today. Look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. Jogo Bonito, and take us out with Futures Mask Off.